It's a much more traditional presentation using PDF and generated in context instead of in MetaPost. It's mostly because it's easier to control that way. The VS MetaPost is pretty good in finding pleasing control points for paths. We all know that. And you create a path in MetaPost, and MetaPost does some black magic, and something quite pretty comes out, usually. This is quite exceptional. It's one of the best programs for finding these control points. And you don't really need to fiddle that much with the tension specifiers and the direction specifiers, usually to create a drawing.
How do you measure pleasing?
Well, it looks good to the eye, generally. And then, besides drawing on a picture, it's also possible to get the func path in the log file, where when you create a path, this is a simple one. It's a nearly circular path. But, there's a more complicated and extremely ugly path, mostly because I put a whole bunch of extra controls in there that I need for a later slide. So it starts here at 0, 0, then it goes up to 220, then back down again to 10.5. This is this specification of curl 1 dot curl 1 is actually the meaning of dash dash. Dash dash in MetaPost language is a macro, and it expands to this. I could have written that instead. And this little bit here has explicit controls that make almost no point whatsoever. Now that's this little bit. Then it moves to, well, a silly path, but it demonstrates just about anything you can do to a path as a user. And then if you turn it with this tracing choices thing, you can actually see what the internals of MetaPost are doing. So first you see the path basically as it was written by you. And then after MetaPost has found out the control points, you can see the actual control points here, and this gives you a good overview of what MetaPost has done. Then the more complicated path except of course in the printout of the original path here, macros have been expanded. So this I think I had a direction there. I don't quite remember, but these things have changed. The second tension has changed because somewhere during passing the input, MetaPost has decided that it should be 4.5 instead of 4. I'm still not quite sure why that happens, but it does that since day one, so there must be a reason somewhere that I overlook. And then, of course, after the path, there are only control points. No more tensions, no more directions, no more curls, just the control points themselves. But this is all nice and well. But what if you want to use MetaPost to find nice control points for a path that you're creating in a program? First, you would have to include mplib. Then create a MetaPost input string, then execute it, and then parse the log result. Yeah, that's a horrible way of working.
Yes. I do.
So that's not what you want to do. Not at all. It would be much better if you include mplib, then program a path using your programming language of choice, and then the metapon solver directly, and that updates the original path that you had, then the explicit control points in that path will be filled in. That would be much better, and that is what the next version of MetaPost will do. So here's a bit of source code. This is actually a full program, but most of it is typical stuff that you need to do. This is typical NPLib stuff that has to be done at the begin. This is typical NPLib stuff that has to be done at the end of your program. That's like, and this function is on the next slide. It's not a MetaPost function, it's something that you write yourself. This is basically creating the original, the first path. The 00, 1010, 10-5 cycle. But now in the C programming language. And then NPLib function, NPSolve path fixes the control points for you. And then this is a function that is also should be in your program. I just created a quick function to dump that path so you can actually see what it will do. I believe that's the next slide. No, sorry. These functions, yes. Append not, which creates a new not to the path, and then it appends it to the argument, the first argument is the NPLib instance, that's always the same for all NP calls. The second argument here, in the first call it's null, which means this will be the start, otherwise it's the previous one, so the point will be here we've created P, and then now we're giving P as an argument so that it changes this new node that it creates on P. And then here we have Q, and then we reuse the identifier P again. And then this connects the P with the first thing. That's the close part. That's it needed an extra function call to mimic the cycle function. Yeah, solve path, which actually finds the control points. The solve path is on the next slide. And free path is to clear out all the memory again. Here's the dump solve path. You don't really have to look at the code in this case, because I'll tell you on the next slide which functions are used. The trick is I'm trying to print something that resembles the log output, so you can see that this function really does the same thing. Just not next to jump to the next not while you're trying to print this not. Did I do that? Yeah. It's basically a while loop, but with the while at the bottom. So you do. You start at the first node, give it the P, then you jump to the next node, that's what this function does, then that becomes Q. Then some print statements, then a reassignment here, and then if we're not at the end yet, print some dots, and then repeat the loop.
Don't you have a typo there? In the void empty dump solve path, the H, standalone,
where,
no comma.
Where?
Second line.
This one.
Second line from, yes, from top. MP not, space H.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's. No, it's the. Yes. No, it's correct. It's the
function. MP not is type.
The MP not is the type of the argument.
Okay. Ah, it's.
Next jumps to the next node. Then these are the access functions for the bits and pieces that you have in this knot. It has an X and an I, and then it has the control point on the left and the control point on the right of this knot. These are in one of these knots. So that's why this loop on the previous page needed both P and Q, because you want to print both of the control points. You need both points, because this section of the path is defined by the right control point of P and the left control point of Q. These are the knot field values. They have a special type. The type of these values is MP number. That's because of the multiple math library thing. It cannot be a simple double. It has to be an MP number. And we have the left type, which is the left the endpoint type of a knot. It's usually either endpoint or it's open, and open means that it's curved, and endpoint means that it stops there and then maybe shoots off in a different direction later. You mostly need that to find the endpoint of a non-cyclic path. And then number as double, which converts this MP number to a double. Output, that's the main thing, that's the output. And MetaPost itself produced. So it's not exactly the same, but
some difference,
yeah. There are some rounding differences. Yeah. Because
unavoidable.
Because I used percent %G instead of a more.
And how do you
here I did percent %G to be quick.
How do you inform the procedure calculating the path about the options?
Next slide.
Next slide. That was too fast.
Much too fast. Okay. This is an example of doing some of the more complicated things. The beginning of the path build-up is exactly the same as it used to be. But then here is the curls function that sets the curls for two variables. At this point, Q and P are swapped. They tend to swap around a bit. I'm using Q and P as placeholders for a knot and another knot. And then you set the curl value to 1.0 on both sides. Then append the next knot. And then we set the explicit controls for this section. And then append yet another knot, and then set the tensions. This, the minus here is for at least. If you say tension free, then it's simply free. And I said at least four, that is converted into negative values. That's also what MetaPost does internally, and it's fine because tensions cannot be below zero. Then another one, then set some directions for this block of path, and then finally close path, but don't do close path cycle, but simply close the path. All these functions are documented. The MetaPost rules for setting up explicit tensions and directions and stuff still apply. So you have to be careful that you cannot specify tensions less than 3/4. If you do, you will get an error and the function will fail.
Not automatically enlarged.
No. No, I prefer to actually return an error message. You always have to close every path because the internal data structure is always cyclic. Even for non-cyclic path, the internal structure is always a cycle. This is because the last point has to adjust some of the left things in the first point. And that means that it should either it is a cyclic path, or there would have been extra pointers internally, and this is the solution that John Hobby used, and it works fine, so sticking with that. Yeah, I didn't do that in this C code, of course, but if you say MP append path, not, then it's actually allocating memory. So if you want to do this properly, then for each return value, you should check whether memory allocation has occurred. But if you do that in a presentation slide, the slide becomes three times as long. So I didn't do that. The documentation itself is an mplib api.tech, which is part of the distribution. And that explains all these functions in greater detail, and it gives you the exact allowed values for the parameters. And there are a couple of other functions that are not in this list that you can still use. Not on yet, but Lua bindings will come. That's it. Questions?
What is it good for?
Well, there was, for one thing, somebody wanted to use the MetaPost solver in FontForge.
Length.
So FontForge has this inclusion of Spyro library. And then somebody said, yeah, but what about MetaPost path? So that's one application.
What about other algorithms for MetaPost, like
arc length
or intersection
points?
Yeah, later, I think.
Okay, but
yeah, this was an easy one because this is very well isolated internally.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need any bells and whistles. But
would you agree that other also
of
would
course.
Be
yeah.
useful? In
certainly.
That form, yeah, because you, of course, you can use the whole super tank of mplib.
Yeah, well, it's relatively easy to do this. Most of the work is actually not so much in programming, but in documenting the options. So it doesn't give me a list of things you would like to do, and I can add the functions to the interface.
Okay.
Just produce me a list of the things you really want, and in preferably in implementation order, and I can just go through it. It's pretty easy to do this.
Good news.
No more questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.